Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another live stream. Today, we are going to talk about drawing antique cars. Feel free to draw along with us in any medium you prefer. If you want to nerd out about art, our prof has everything you need, from tutorials to critiques to a community of fellow art nerds.
Yo.
Who decided to draw cars today? Who was it?
Might have been me, knowing how ridiculous I can be with some of these requests sometimes. But one thing I did want to address as to why I chose it is because cars tend to be very difficult. And for me, they are. And a lot of it is because, you know, you have to worry about perspective. There's all these different types of cars. There's form that you have to consider, the angle of the tires. And a lot of that's just annoying. So, so yeah, I have a hard time with it sometimes. What about you?
I just see drawing cars as work. There's actually... I see a lot of drawing as work, because the one thing I genuinely enjoy drawing is people, and everything else I draw is just in support of those people I draw. So I can't just have my wonderful characters getting out of a badly drawn car.
Sure you can. Someone's just going to call you out on it.
So right now I'm using a really light marker to mark some general lines. Somebody's phone is going off. So sorry about that.
It's the beauty of live streams. Deep live streams. Oh, and by the way, guys, I'm drawing with something other than a pencil for once. I have a standard ballpoint pen that I got from Walgreens or something. It's nothing special at all, but you guys say I draw too much in pencil, so... Here we go.
Who said you drew too much in pencil?
I feel like it was implied. Maybe it's just because everyone says I need to draw on wet charcoal specifically, and they're like trying to get me to branch out. So this is my version of branching out, I guess.
I think you're just distracting everyone from the fact that you don't want to draw on charcoal.
No, I call it out every single time someone says something. Like, how about no? How about we don't do that today? The other thing about cars is just like there's so much planning that goes with it. But.
Ooh, Jordan, you should check out Seven Angelic's comment.
Nice avatar shirt, Jordan. Thank you so much. I knew I was going to be on the stream, and I was like, I got to represent. I wonder who's going to notice. So thank you, Seven Angelic. I appreciate that. You all know that's my favorite show.
So Attenley says, drawing cars is hard. I've had it on my to-do list forever. I agree. And cars come in all sorts of shapes and silhouettes and sizes. And they are really annoying to draw, in my opinion. And I've actually seen this comic panel. I don't remember who exactly was speaking in it. I think one was Lucy Neasley. But there were a bunch of artists on there. And people asked them, what is the hardest thing to draw? And their consensus was three things. Crowds of people, horses, and cars. Oh, actually, maybe there's a fourth, and that's bicycles. So all four of those things are just, people hate drawing those.
Yeah, actually, I find it easier to draw planes than cars, to be honest with you.
Oh, interesting. Why do you think that is?
I feel like there's much more, first off, the wheels aren't very prominent, and wheels are always the things that get me stuck, because I always end up drawing them at a weird angle, and then the car just starts to veer off and careening down a cliff. And then just the organic shapes, I feel like, are more, I don't know, something about it that's just less intimidating for me personally.
Okay. Yeah. Ripple of Aqua says, Jordan is being smart with drawing through the car to the main structure. I always seem to make my cars look squishy. Yeah, Jordan, actually, do you want to explain a little bit about the process of how you're drawing the car?
So here, let me push it up a little bit. So you guys can see I'm drawing really lightly for one, but I'm putting a bunch of perspective lines in here. So there's actually, I started with a little box or rectangle, and I'm drawing it in perspective, and I'm picturing where the center point of that box is. I'm imagining where the axle would be for the tire on the other side, on the back, so that, I just think of it clearly in my head. But really, it's just a lot about thinking from the inside out. I think that's the best way to really consider it. And then think about basic shapes. So, I could just draw everything super boxy to start with, and then I could round out those shapes later on. I think that's probably what I would do. What about you, Kat? Do you have a special method?
I'm just taking it how it comes. I'm just like seeing everything, and I see, oh, this wheel, and then this wheel's a little bit more up ahead and more forward, lower than this wheel. And then I'm just basically comparing everything back to like the first thing I drew, which is like the wheel. Mm-hmm. If I'm sure this wheel, which is on the side of the car, is the right distance from this wheel, then I can be pretty sure that I can draw this wheel and this headlight in comparison to that pretty well. So I'm all about relating it back to different parts of the car. But of course, I'm also drawing a marker. I can't really afford to draw through the car when I'm using such a dark marker. So if I were to go about it in pencil or something that is more temporary, I definitely would draw like the box, the big shape that the car is, and then sort of like be a little bit more meticulous about the detail afterwards.
Yeah. And also, we have a comment actually. Slepnir says, cool, using that tools that can't be erased requires the artist to commit to the line or to come up with a way to adjust. Yeah, that's part of why I actually decided to just go with pen for today, because you end up spending a lot of time noodling sometimes. And for something that's already intimidating for me, which is cars on some level, I was just like, you know what, just get it over with. If it's a bad drawing, it's a bad drawing, and everyone will see it, and you know, and you'll get over it within an hour. So yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, I mean, the point of these draw-alongs is so that you guys see that we mess up, and it's not so perfect. Like, every really nice drawing that you see on Instagram or social media, there are at least 10 or more bad drawings behind that one good drawing. And we're here to show you that.
Yep, no hiding with us. Oh, I also wanted to make sure I show you guys something really quick. I'm going to pause on the car because I wanted to share some techniques with you guys that might help you get better at drawing anything, not just cars. And so there's just some exercises that a lot of industrial designers do that just helps them gain line confidence. So one trick is just drawing two dots horizontally like this, and then you do something called ghosting the line, which is basically like imagining you're drawing it, and then once you figure out your line, you're going to make contact and then just draw through as much as possible. And you repeat this a bunch of times, and you can do this with circles, with cubes, diagonals, anything like that. And I like to spend like 60 seconds per exercise, maybe, for each direction. If you do that every day, you're going to get so much better at drawing lines. So I'm just going to do that for a little bit.
I'm curious, AJ says, Jordan, who's your favorite Avatar The Last Airbender character that isn't a main character, or King Bumi, or the Cabbage Man?
That isn't a main character? Okay, well, how do you qualify main character? Like, you just took out...
You know what? Not part of the Avatar group. You know, like, not Zuko or Korra. Katara.
Fair enough. Okay, let me think about that one. I always thought Combustion Man was really cool.
Wait, Combustion? Oh, yeah, Combustion
Man. Dude who could shoot fireballs with his mind. I thought he was dope. Who else? They have like a bunch of small. Oh wait, you know what? The singers from the Cave of Two Lovers. I love those guys.
Oh, they're cute. Yeah.
All the hippie singers.
Yeah, they're very sweet.
Yeah, those guys are the best. Secret tunnel. Yeah, guys, but do exercises like this. Do like 6 or 7 different types, like diagonal, squares, circles, all that stuff, and just spend couple minutes doing that a day, and you will get better, trust me. So, all right, back to the cars.
Maria says, anyone else has a hard time figuring out how to draw cars? Other things, I can see the shapes and wing it, but cars kind of make me feel blocked. Like, I have to be precise, and baby, I ain't precise. Yeah, I mean, cars are really, once you get the proportion, just if you get it a little bit off, suddenly the whole car becomes wonky. And I think that's what's really difficult about cars, is that everyone kind of recognizes it and can see if something is just a little bit off. It's not like drawing, I don't know, what's another good example? It's not like drawing
a fire hydrant.
Like a fire hydrant, or maybe even an animal like a cat or a dog or a cow or something. Cars are really particular. I mean, my big advice is just see the big shapes. See it in terms of boxes. Like if I were to draw this in pencil, I'm for sure this is one big box right here, right? And then I would add on, oh, the wheels, and then try to notice, oh, okay, the wheels kind of like extrude out from the big box. So being really careful about that. And then I have to look at this little rectangle up here. It is not that tall. It is kind of flat. It is long. It matches up with this headlight. So again, it's all about proportion and then seeing things in their big shapes. Do you have anything to add on that, Jordan?
I'm just going to push proportion even more, because that is what makes or breaks a car for me. Like a lot of times you'll see cars that have the tires or the wheels at a strange distance. Like I think you look at most cars, the wheels are like 2.5 or 3 cars or wheels apart. And sometimes people will shorten that or make it longer and it feels weird. So yeah, really focus on those things. And also just take your time. Cars are challenging for a reason, but or they're intimidating for a reason, but I think practice makes perfect, just like with anything else that we do.
Yeah. Actually, Jordan, do you know what I was thinking of to level up from just drawing cars?
Hmm.
I think next time we have to draw cars with their doors open.
Are you trying to torture us, Kat? Like, there's some sort of this is some sort of new lifestyle that you're a part of to torture us with drawing. I don't get it.
I just want to improve, Jordan.
Okay, fair enough. Trent says, drawing circles, example, wheels, and perspective is also a really good skill. It's hard to understand at first, but worth the effort. Yeah, that is 100% true. Wheels is, like I said earlier, is always the thing that gets me, because I tend to be kind of lazy when I'm drawing cars, admittedly.
Who was it that, oh my gosh, Clara, if you're on this stream and you're listening to me, when we were doing the quote unquote bad figurative paintings, there was this ancient painter who did the Salome painting, and he just couldn't draw ellipses to save his life. Like the plate that the head was on was really wonky. It just was not a good ellipse. So ellipses are hard. Lucas Kranick, the Elder. Yes, thank you, Clara.
Oh, I also want to show you guys something real quick. For those of you who want some inspiration on cool vehicles to draw, you guys should check out Scott Robertson. I have an example of one of his sketchbooks here. This particular one is Sketch Collection Volume 2. But he does a bunch of vehicles, fantasy and realistic. And I think they're really cool. These are all like pen sketches and Copic marker, I think, all probably from his head. But yeah, he has a YouTube channel and a couple books. So definitely check him out if you guys want some vehicle inspiration.
Ripple of Aqua says, I wonder if cars are a part of the uncanny valley when it comes to drawing. They're made of straight lines, but straight lines that curve around ellipses, around curved windows and hoods. Oh man, are they part of the uncanny valley? Maybe. They're just like, they're super weird shapes, it's true. Also, I don't know if anyone has observed cars they like or they don't like, but I mean, I'm really into Priuses. Like, I joke around that my favorite sports car is a Prius. But I only like the older version of the Prius for some reason. Like, the newer versions, somehow the shape just is not a shape I really like. And I can't quite describe it. So maybe it is part of that Uncanny Valley territory?
I'm not sure. Honestly, I've never really been much of a car person. Like, I've never, like, you know, there's some people who are just like obsessed with cars and they know the model and the year and all this different stuff. I'm like, no, it's a vehicle and it's yellow or something. Like, that's kind of, that's like the extent of my car knowledge.
Yeah. Clara says, my first car was a Prius 2006. Actually, I think that is the version of the Prius shape that I like. I think that is the Prius shape I like. I don't quite like the new version of the Prius. Yeah, another thing about cars is I don't understand why people buy them new, because once you drive it out of the dealership, the price immediately tanks. Oh. And it's just never going to go up again. Like, what's the point?
I totally agree with you. Oh my! I was actually just reading a book on that exact thing about how people make some sometimes questionable decisions with that. But yeah.
Hmm. Joe Nowhere says, I thought cars were boring, but old cars like that blue one, now those are interesting. Oh, like boring in what sense? As in looking at or owning or drawing? But yeah, I do agree. I think that the old cars, there's like a charm to them. I don't see them often in the road. Actually, when you do drive down the highway or you just are in a place where there are a lot of cars, you're going to pick out the ones that are unique to you. And of course, antique cars, they're not something you see around often, so they would strike you as probably more interesting.
You know, that reminds me, actually, when I was in grad school, we went to the school's car museum, and I guess the founders of the school are these big collectors of, you know, really old school classic automobiles, and I never realized how huge those cars were. Like, they're, ooh, like, they're, like, three people wide in some situation, some case, or not maybe not three, maybe, like, 3.5 to 4, but it's much bigger than I was anticipating.
Yeah, actually, all those antique cars, you always see them in photos or films or whatever. You don't actually get the opportunity to see them in real life often, and the size might shock you.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating.
Enrique says, I find it so difficult to draw cars. Something about the proportions is always off. I kind of get scared to begin my projects with vehicles. I mean, the only way to tackle that fear, Enrique, is to keep doing it, unfortunately. So practicing it, maybe doing some other car exercises, try drawing cars from different angles. Treat it maybe like the 2500 challenge that Jordan always is advertising. But instead of people, you can draw 2500 cars. You don't have to draw that many, but I think you should just practice drawing cars. You'll get over your fear the more you do it.
You know, there actually is a car challenge in Drawholics.
Ooh, I'm not surprised.
I think it might be, is it 500? Maybe it's 500 or 250. I'd have to look it up, but there is a challenge dedicated to that. Mm-hmm. All right, I think we'll move on to another car. Okay. What can I actually fit on this paper? That's the first question. I think I'll do this. Okay, I'm gonna draw vehicle reference number 50 for those who are curious.
Oh, they're numbered?
Yep. And I also do that for Clara too, in case she wants to put the reference up.
Oh,
we have a super sticker from Vinit Chawla. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your support.
Oh my God, that animation is so cute.
I forgot about that. I was like, are you whistling, cat? It took a second. That's awesome. Love those.
I do want to move on to a new car, but I want to put some finishing. Like, this car doesn't feel complete. I wish I were shading it in more.
I think I think it's pretty well shaded. You got like all the ambient occlusion. Anna Whiter says, I saw a car yesterday that looked both retro and futuristic. Also, it was the tiniest car I've ever seen. Oh, now I want to see this car. That sounds dope.
Yeah, same. Does anyone have a dream car that they want to own? Let us know in the chat. Jordan, do you have a dream car?
No, but when I was in New York, I did see a Rolls Royce being towed. I guess it was being delivered to somebody. It was real nice. A couple of Benzes, too. Okay, the question from RProf, what is ambient inclusion? I meant occlusion, if I said inclusion. But ambient occlusion is basically the space that no light can touch. So if you were to, say, pinch your fingers like this and that little shadow where no light is penetrating, that's ambient occlusion. That happens in everything. That's basically your darkest darks in a piece. I don't know if you have anything to add to that, Kat.
No, I've actually never heard of that term before. So thank you.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, you're welcome. Looks like I might have to draw through this car a little bit.
Oh, that is not the pink I wanted to use. It's okay. I'll just use this pink, whatever.
Oh my gosh, I'm committing a cardinal art sin right now, Kat.
What are you doing?
There's a tangent between the cars. The line, it's just gonna touch the tire.
And no, be gone.
There's nothing I can do about it. Our prof is asking, Jordan, why do you keep orienting your clipboard around as you draw? Oh, good question. I do that to make it easier on myself. Sometimes, like with the horizontal lines, sometimes it's tough for me to just do it straight horizontal, but I can get it if I draw at an angle. So sometimes I'll just do it like that. And drawing on a clipboard just makes it much easier for me. So yeah, it's just what works for Jordan.
What works for Jordan.
Yep. Switch to third person all of a sudden. Okay. Henrique says, are you going from darkest to lightest? I assume that's for you, Kat.
Not quite. So I started out really light just to put down some of the structure. And then I went in semi-dark with this blue right here to, I don't know, make it even more structural to highlight the parts I really wanted to highlight. And then I went in with the really dark, and then I'm working up to the lighter colors. So I'm just sort of going like light to dark to very light, if that makes sense. Good question, Henrique. Okay, I think I'm going to move on because we have limited time. I don't want to show you guys more cars.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do the red truck.
I'm curious who's drawing along. How many of you are facing your fear right now? I've heard some people say, oh, I'm scared of cars, but I don't know if those same people who commented that are actually drawing, so I'm curious. W. Wendy says, I'd rather have a dream home instead of a dream car. That's legit. I like that.
Yeah, that's some real talk right there.
My dream car is one that runs properly. Seriously, I've seen so many people just have issues with cars simply because of repair issues or mechanical issues, not because any other reason.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been told by other people to get at least in the US, it's better to get a Japanese brand car because to repair those cars is apparently cheaper than repairing a European car, but I'm not too sure. I'm not a car buff, so I don't know my stuff here. Charlize says, I see drawings of buildings and other stuff that we spot in the streets that have the organic feel, but cars, I can't imagine them looking organic, or maybe I don't see them often. I don't know. Maybe it's also the knowledge that, oh, this is a machine. A car is a machine, even though it has curves and soft, I don't know how you say it. It has curves and like soft surfaces. It seems like it's smooth, it's round, you know, sometimes. It's still a machine. And maybe that's why we still feel like it's modern and not organic. What do you have to say about that, Jordan? What do you think?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is, again, the perspective. I think that's the biggest thing about cars that freak people out. Like trees, they do have an element of perspective, but it's not to the same level. If you mess up, it's not like, it's not always going to turn into a bad drawing. But if you, like you said earlier, if you mess up on a car, everyone's going to know. But again, that I don't think that means that car doesn't have some organic shapes. Like this car I'm drawing, I don't know the type of car or the name of it, but there's a lot of round shapes on it that feel much more organic. So yeah, I guess it just depends. Even modern cars have a lot of rounder shapes. Anna says it's pronounced weeder, like when you say we. Okay. Thank you so much for the super chat and for helping me to spell to pronounce your name correctly.
Oh, that's me.
It's a little cat.
Actually, Jordan, have you seen everyone's super chat animation?
Yes, I have. Yes. I can't remember all of them exactly, but I remember liking them all when I saw them. I was like, that's really, really cute and charming. I think I missed the premiere of them. I think, was that the day of the 10,000 or 100,000 views? Or subscribers, was that the name?
No, I think it happened afterwards.
Okay. Can't keep track of my days lately.
I'm pretty sure I've seen them all. I don't quite remember them, but I remember my favorite, one of my favorites was yours, Jordan, because yours had like bees and stuff. Somehow it was just super cool.
Because it had what? I didn't
hear you. The bees. And the bear.
I feel like I like Deep D's.
I don't remember Deep D's. I just know she's a guinea pig, right?
Yeah.
Maybe if someone else gives us a super chat, we'll be able to see it. Maybe Clara will bless us with the presence of super chat Deep D.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's see all the animations tonight, guys. We got through two of them. We want to see them all.
Like Pokemon, gotta see them, catch them all.
Exactly. That's the next tier.
This truck is a little tough for me, I think.
What's making it tough?
I think it's the fact that it's so foreshortened. It's shorter than what I would normally think a truck would be.
Oh, I see. Yeah, wonky.
Anna Weeder is asking, how often do you draw with tactile media, Jordan?
Not as often anymore, because I have a nice shiny Cintiq now. Well, I thought I had a Cintiq before, but most of the work that I would do is done on the computer. So it's probably like a 60-40 or maybe even like 70-30 at this point. Not that I'm proud of it, but that's the reality.
This truck is like shorter than I would imagine it to be, but it's, I don't know, I think proportionally I got it. I think that's right. It's supposed to be this short.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little weird too because these tires are very close together and the perspective is all strange and stuff, throwing me off, making me second guess myself. Mm-hmm. John Murph says Cat is drawing Optimus Prime.
That's a Transformer, and that's the extent of my knowledge on Optimus Prime.
Honestly, same here. Still funny, though.
I just know that there was a Transformer movie that was so bad it was good, but it was bad. And it had Shia LaBeouf acting in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was Shia LaBeouf. There was a weird robot that liked to hump things for some reason. And then Megan Fox was there.
Megan Fox.
And yeah, that's what I remember.
I also remember people telling me that everyone was sort of not acting to their full potential, but Shia LaBeouf was super into his role for some reason.
You need that sometimes. You know what I think Shia LaBeouf's best role is, though?
Holes.
No, it's the one where he's like, do it! Just do it! There's something about that to me that hits me every time. I feel the authenticity. Our prof is asking, Jordan, how hard are you pressing with the ballpoint pen? Do you start light and then get slowly darker? Yeah, I'm using very minimal pressure, especially as I'm lining things up, because I don't know when things are going to turn out properly. So, yeah, I just like to loosely sketch things out. And once I've kind of figured it out, or I feel like I've already messed up enough where there's no going back, then I'll start darkening my lines.
Here's a trick to ground your car in space. Draw the shadow.
Oh, yeah. Shadows would probably be a good thing, huh? Mm-hmm.
This applies to humans, too.
It applies to humans.
Yeah, when you're doing figure drawing, just draw the shadow. Then you'll ground your figure in space.
There you go. Although, to be fair, I've noticed the more common issues that people tend to leave out drawing feet when they're doing figure drawing. So don't do that, guys. Draw the feet.
Draw the feet. Gotta do it. Clara says, it's so cool to see that Jordan is all about the line, whereas Kat is more about shapes and shadow. Yeah, people work differently. And it's good to try out a little bit of the other person's technique. Maybe we should do a stream, Jordan, where we just switch techniques. I'm just coming up with all kinds of ways to be uncomfortable on a stream.
You know what? I don't mind doing that, but realistically, I would need to be reminded like every 30 seconds not to draw the way that I draw naturally. Like, because I'm so used to this and it's like my default that someone's going to be like, Jordan, stop using line. Do this or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I'll try it. I will totally try it.
I feel like the kind of medium you're using calls for a specific technique. I feel like with marker, I can't be as structural as Jordan is because the lines are permanent. So that's why I'm aiming more for, oh, light and shadow. And then, oh, did I mess up? It's okay. I'll just put it all in shadow. That's my approach with marker.
Oh, you're trying to be sneaky. That's basically what you're saying. I appreciate that honesty, though.
I wish I just like put it all in shadow, as I was literally just saying. Okay, make it all red.
Add a little bit of shadow over here.
Wendy says, I love it when our prof uses the Tombow Dual brush pens in videos. I learned quite a bit by watching. I think I've watched all the videos on YouTube with them several times. Are there more Tombow videos? Well, I think we have plenty of Tombow videos, but we can always make more. So thank you very much for the super chat, Wendy. That was Clara's super chat. We want to see Deep D's super chat animation.
We still gotta see Deep D's, Alex's, and Lauren's. That's today's goal for me. Yeah. At least. Not that I can do anything about it, but that would be a cool goal to have.
Yeah. HT Poke Pack says, I always see people drawing cars with rulers and crazy lines, so it's nice to see some drawings and sketches without it. Cool, yeah. I mean, I think it'd be interesting to see one subject drawn with different mediums and techniques, because they're all valid. I mean, there's no one way to draw a car.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's one way to draw a car. I do think there are more helpful ways to draw cars. But I also got to say that I'm using a ton of lines. Some of them are just so light the camera's not really picking all of them up. But this thing is looking kind of line crazy over here. Right. I guess this tangent didn't turn out to be so bad. It's covering enough of the car. Starving Artists Collective says, enjoying Kat's drawing approach. The mark making is so varied and interesting to the eye. Moves the eye around and into the form.
Ooh, thank you, Starving Artists Collective.
That's a great name. All right. I think
we have a comment from Clara saying, Jordan, will you add shading with the ballpoint pen?
I thought I did, but I can add some more. Okay. let's add some shading. Yeah. Let's do that. I'm not going to go super dark with it, cause I don't want to start poking holes in the paper, and making it bleed and all that. Cause, that just doesn't look good. So let's see.
So Tenley says, being able to draw something so complex with line is enviable for sure. A combination of talent and, I am sure, hard work. Referring to you, Jordan.
I appreciate that, Soytonly. Thank you. I'm internally crying on the inside, but, you know, I'm glad it looks all right. You know what would be really painful? Like trying to learn how to draw the reflections on the car too.
In my mind, I feel that's, how do I say this? Almost therapeutic. Like I really love it when an artist gets the shine on the car just right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it depends on how much you calculate it, because there is a mathematical formula to do that, but I don't have the patience in life for that.
There is a mathematical way to calculate the shine on a car.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and reflection, all that stuff. Yeah.
Well, I feel like there's math behind everything somehow. So okay.
Yeah, I'm just not interested in finding it out personally. I really don't want to know. John Murph says Jordan's line work are clean and immaculate. How do you make curves that look so impeccable? Well, first off, thank you very much. Second, that's where kind of the exercise I was talking about before with these lines, that's where these come in, you know? So if you were to practice doing stuff like that all the time, like let's say, if I were to do an S curve, right? And just put through those, well, actually that's really small. Let me try doing a larger version of it so you guys can see what I'm talking about. So imagine you have these three dots. They would not be this big ordinarily, but if you just were to practice really quickly and trying to hit all three of those marks in one stroke, that's basically what I'm trying to practice with things like the cars. And that's where the practice comes in.
O_O says, Jordan, do you always sharpen your pencil?
Yes. but today I'm not even using a pencil. So there's that. I'm using just a regular ballpoint pen that I got at CVS or Walgreens or something. Can't remember. Ooh, okay. I know. I'm gonna draw this this Winnebago. This one actually looks fun.
I'm thinking maybe, yeah, I'll work on this car a little longer. I'm wondering if I should go for a third car, or maybe I should just finish up these two cars for the rest of our session together.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe I'll just do that. I'll like hop back into this car, do it a little bit, put some finishing touches, and then, you know, switch it up. I usually am just going 100% let's draw as many cars as possible. Let's draw as many things as possible in the stream, but I haven't taken a lot of time to finish many things, so I'll try that out for this stream.
Go for it. Go for it. W. Wendy says, I'm definitely going to try Jordan's practice exercise. Extremely helpful. Good. I'm glad you're going to try them out. And just so you guys know, those are exercises that like industrial designers do like for 20 minutes a day before they start working. And that's how they get so good. Like you look at some of these, you actually go on YouTube after the stream, or actually after our Discord session, and look up how to draw cars, and you'll see some, like the good ones are industrial designers, and you'll see them knock it out in like 4 minutes, and it's insanity. I don't understand it.
Ripple of Aqua says, how are neither of you using rulers at this point? Well, in my practice, I feel a ruler is really stiff with the style of drawing that I do. So that's why I usually avoid rulers, unless it is for drawing the panels, lines of panels for comics. That's the only reason why I would use a ruler. I just think that an organic straight line with all its imperfections matches my style better. So that is just my take on it. What about you, Jordan?
I'm doing it for mostly time reasons. I could use a ruler, but to find out the vanishing points of all the little sketches I'm only spending 10, 15 minutes on just doesn't seem like a really good use of my time. And also I think it's good practice to teach keep myself sharp with perspective. You know, if you don't need rulers to know perspective. You just need to know where the vanishing points are and have a really good sense of line and understanding of that information. So yeah, there's always that.
Owen Escoro says, I'm having a hard time drawing circles and ellipses in correct perspectives. Any tips? I've never actually done any ellipse or circles in perspective exercises. Jordan, do you have any exercises for that?
Just really practicing. So first off, the way you draw a circle or an ellipse in perspective is you start off with a square in perspective. And this, I'm just doing this for people who don't know. I don't know if O_O, if you know how to do it. But if you have a circle in perspective, I'm sorry, a square, you connect the corners and make an X shape, and you do that again. So you basically split it up into eighths. Then the goal is to have a circle connect to the four points like this. And so then you would sketch that out and get as close as you can. And that's how you get an ellipse. And if you obviously want to make it smaller, then you know, or have this hubcaps in there, you do another one with the same process. That's basically it. But overall, just gotta practice your ellipses. So here, let me show that closer so you guys can see what that looks like.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good point. Once you have a square in perspective, then you have the basis for a circle in perspective.
Yeah. But getting curves, that's just difficult all the way around. And that's just something you just gotta practice realistically. I wish there was another answer. But drawing be hard, yo. Drawing is hard.
Drawing is work. Leapkin says, I think that the shadows and the illusion of depth helps a lot with shortening. The truck is amazing, Kat. Thank you, Leapkin. Yeah, there are all these sort of tricks you can put in to make it more believable, such as light and shadow.
Joe Nowhere says, rulers make me too careful, therefore taking the fun out of it. It's stressful to think of perfection. Yeah, Same. I think that that's why one of the reasons we're keeping these so short. Like, we could have easily spent the whole time doing a single drawing, but I think we probably both would have been stressed out and would have needed like a 30-minute break after this to not talk to people. So yeah, try and make it fun for yourself and just, you know, don't rush the learning process. That's too difficult, I think.
Soy Tenley says, I just remember one or two guys in high school that could draw those funny car stylized muscle cars. Funny car stylized muscle cars. Do you know what that is, Jordan?
Not at all, but I am tempted to Google it. So, you know what? Maybe we'll sneak a Google search real quick. Let me see. Muscle. Okay, all I'm getting is Ford muscle cars. I have a feeling that's not what was being talked about, so feel free to post in the Discord later and tag us, because I'm curious too. Also, just so you guys know, drawing a car in a three-quarters view, like the ones we were just doing, this isn't really three-quarters so much, but those are the most difficult angles. So if you're really struggling, maybe try drawing it from the side view first, or the profile view, so you could start getting a sense of, you know, the shapes and everything. And then when you do three-quarters, it might make the transition simpler for you.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't realize that the points of view we were starting off with was quite difficult. Yeah, that's true. The three-quarters view is difficult for a car.
Yeah. I think three-quarters is actually the most difficult angle to draw on anything, even if it's a face, which is something that I'm super used to, because it's an angle that you can't really duplicate. Like, you can't just flip it or mirror it the same way. You have to draw everything uniquely, especially if you're working digitally.
Interesting. I always find it freeing, because if you draw it straight on your face, you feel more pressure to make it symmetrical. So when it's three quarters, I feel it's more organic, and therefore I like drawing it in that angle a little better.
Oh, I think it's definitely more aesthetically pleasing, for sure. Soytonly says, there were magazines that did stylized drawings of cars, kind of like what anime does today. Well, that sounds pretty cool, actually. Are you familiar with any of those magazines?
I'm sure that exists. I mean, how do I put this? Somehow the aesthetic of Akira makes sense for drawing cars and vehicles to me. Like, I also remember in the old Dragon Ball manga, who drew that? Well, the author for that drew cars and vehicles so lovingly. I thought, oh, of course there would be, like, I don't know, a genre of drawing just for cars and vehicles, at least in Japanese manga and anime. I mean, Mecha exists, like Transformers. Isn't that a Japanese franchise?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I think they popularized it. I don't know if it's a Japanese franchise per se, but...
Oh, no, Gundam. I was thinking of Gundam.
Oh, Gundam. Okay, yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, I was actually never into, like, Mecha and things like that. There's something... I can see why people are really into those, but I just never fell in love with that so much.
Yeah, I mean, me neither. It's not my cup of tea, but I can appreciate it when somebody draws a really cool robot.
Right, and I'm a huge fan of the Iron Man suit, I'll say that. That technically is a mecha, so.
Mm.
Yeah, just a very small one.
Small mecha.
Yeah.
Lisa H says, I remember the cartoon muscle cars drawings in high school. Flames are often blowing out the tailpipe. Wait, what is this genre of cars I've never heard of before?
Yeah, I don't know. I do not know. Still trying to get
these doors. I wonder if people will, like, come after us, like that time when I didn't know who, what was it, Robert Redford was.
Oh, that's right. We were on the stream together that day. I remember that.
Yeah. Okay. Jordan didn't know who Robert Redford was either, okay? It wasn't just me.
Anna Weeder says, what exactly do industrial designers do? I never quite understood what the job is. Industrial designers basically design everything that we use. So they'll design cars, plates, your phone, you know, bed frames, like anything that's that in the world that we use on an everyday basis that we don't think about having design, is even a glass, like they drink water out of, is designed by somebody. So that's basically their job.
I will say there's a huge wave of industrial designers working in tech now for websites and technology in general. Mm-hmm. So even a website design, you might think, oh, like a graphic designer would probably do that. Yeah, but you know what? An industrial designer could have done that too. So it's kind of a wide range that they have.
I did not know that. That's fascinating.
Yeah. It's like UI UX is big nowadays. A lot of industrial designers are all about UI UX.
Yeah, which is why it always kind of upsets me when people go like, art isn't a real job. I'm like, who designed the clothes you're wearing right now? Who designed the car you're driving? Who designed the phone you're using to text me that? Like, you know, all the different stuff. It's just like, no, art is important. Design is important. Art Prof is saying, I had an industrial design student who said ID or industrial design is, quote, anything in a house that isn't alive.
Ooh.
That's a good way to put that. Yeah.
Angie Schaefer is saying, I did a class with an industrial designer. He had us design a new blender concept. So much stuff goes into product design. Yeah, a lot of thought goes into product design. I mean, man, it's so easy to overlook these things because the point of designing something well is so that it is invisible. When you can use a blender well, you don't even think about it. But if a blender is badly designed, you're going to think about that bad design every time you use that blender.
Yep, that is so true. That is so, so true. Gotta be seamless.
Seamless.
All right, let's try. There's a little ladder on this thing I didn't even see. This is so strange how the tires are placed. Like it feels like it should be off balance. Like I would expect a tire to be in the back or something, but it's just in the center and the front.
Seven Angelic says, holy cow, that red pickup is looking great, Kat. Oh, thank you, Seven Angelic. Maybe this is just a sign that I should stay longer on a drawing, unlike my other streams.
No one's rushing you.
I'm rushing me.
Oh, I see. That's the most important voice. That's the one that's the most painful.
Yeah. Although I will also have to be careful when to not overwork it. Like, when should I step away from this truck? Maybe sometime soon.
Have a mental timer go off. I think when we first started streaming, someone asked, like, when do you know when something is done? And I was like, depends on the deadline. Like, that's basically my answer for it. Just like, you know, everything has a finish line at some point. So sometimes the deadline is more mental because you're like, you just get sick of it. You're like, no more of this. This nonsense.
Yeah, I remember one of my first assignments for Clara's class was actually drawing my living space. And I was so nervous because I was like, oh my gosh, I've heard that Clara Lou is a really tough teacher and I really want to impress her with this first assignment, but also I don't know what I'm doing and I have no frame of reference. We haven't had a crit in class yet. I have no idea what she wants. And for that room drawing that I did, I was like, am I done? Should I stop? And then it became too late to work on it. And I was like, I'm done.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember those days. I did not miss those late nights, 3 o'clock in the morning in the studio. That was not fun. Waiting for RISD rides. That was always late. For those who don't know, RISD rides was a car service that, so if students stayed late, you would call and say, hey, I need you to pick me up from this building to take me back to my dorm. And they were always late, especially if it was like February or something. You could forget it. You might as well walk home in the cold.
Oh, RISD rides. Good old memories.
Good old days.
Clara says, all I can remember about that Winnebago is that I shot the photo of it near a house that had a stack of 10 mattresses next to it.
Huh. Interesting.
One quick tip I have for everyone drawing with marker or color in general is that if you use a color, like I introduced this green to just color in some of the grass right here, I want to spread that color everywhere. I don't just reserve it to the grass here. I also put a little bits of it into the truck. So I make sure that the green feels integrated into the whole piece.
Dang, I just realized, how many windows does this thing need? There's a window that, there's like some things I don't even understand what they're doing here. Like, there's one right above the driver's seat or the passenger seat. I don't know what that's for. I mean, it looks like a window. Maybe it's probably not, but.
Maybe there's another sleeping area on top.
That would suck. Oh my gosh. That would be terrible. Maybe it's more for air circulation or something instead. If anyone knows anything about Winnebagos, you can comment on that. W. Wendy says Breaking Bad RV. Yes. Walter White and Jesse are in here. And they're making Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks.
Actually, that's what it was. That's what the prop was. Apparently on set, whenever there'd be a guest, Aaron Paul, who plays Jesse, would like go up to random actors eating the Pop Rock / meth, and he'd be like, hey, you want some meth, man? You want some Tori Rydberg says, yeah, they put a bed up there. Oh.
Told you.
Doesn't mean it doesn't suck, but all right. Okay. Every cubic inch counts in camping. You know what? I haven't been camping in a very long time. And when I was, it was like for school. It wasn't in a Winnebago or anything. So, yeah. All right, let's get these. That's windows. I need to go outside and like sketch some cars on my street or something.
Do you feel like you're lacking practice, or do you just feel like?
I just think it would be good practice, and every artist I've talked about, or not talked about, every artist I've heard talk about drawing cars say to do that, and I have not taken advantage. And it's not like cars are very difficult to come by. You know, like,
yeah,
like you'll never see a car in your life. It's like, no, it's pretty common. How do you feel yours came out, Kat?
I like it. What does everyone think? I like how my cars came out.
Yeah, I actually really like the red truck too. That one's cool.
thank you, which is why I've switched to the blue car, because I'm like, oh, I need to, I don't want you to be the ugly sibling. I want you to be just as celebrated as the red car.
The one member of the band that doesn't, that no one knows about. Well, guys, I want to thank you all so much for joining us on the live stream. Right after this, we are going to be in the Discord post-live stream stage session where you can talk to us on audio. And we also want to say thank you to all of our Patreon supporters who continue to support us and help us out and keep Art Prof alive. Thank you so much. And thanks for watching us draw cars. So we'll see you later, guys. Have a good night.